As of June, the DeVillier Law Group has had $912,306 in expenditures approved by the legislature, with nearly $400,000 alone going to prepare a legal brief. Campaign for Accountability Executive Director Ann Wiseman says that those costs are not in line with the contract between the firm and the state government.
When we found out the invoices for this project were available online, we looked at them, and it was pretty apparent once we looked at the contract that the commission entered into with law firms and with public relations firms that these invoices were way out of whack with what the contract's called for.
The contract states that the firm is required to charge flights at coach class rates and to bill only standard type and size hotel rooms. Wiseman says that problems found in invoices are rampant.
The contracts say you can't fly first class. They charge first class tickets. The contracts say you can't stay, you have to stay in standard accommodations. They charge for luxurious accommodations. They charge for weekends when they're doing no work. Lawyers are doing things like helping the Heritage Foundation make a movie, and they charge the legal rate. The impression I walked away with was that these firms are using this $2 million as basically a slush fund.
Orem Republican State Representative Kevin Stratton says that an internal review into the use of allocated funds is underway. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.